own also. And by a super person, we're not talking only in terms of Torah knowledge, as important as that is. That was the prime requisite. But you're talking of super person in terms of personality, in terms of character, in terms of tolerance, in terms of cleverness, of being able to work it out. And again, we'll see that most of the time they were able to work it out. But we will see that at least a third of the time it was civil war. And sometimes the civil war, again, to take Lebanon as an example, the civil war was a three-sided civil war. There were two Gaonim and one Exilarch all in the ring at the same time, all going at each other. And that guaranteed that there would be serious problems. The story is told, whether it's apocryphal or not, I don't know, but the story is told that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he married, so he made an agreement with his wife that he would, his opinion would reign supreme in all matters of the spirit, and her opinion would reign supreme in all mundane matters of the house, etc. And he was rumored to have said that they spent the next 50 years arguing what was matters of the spirit and what were matters of the house. And we all know the truth that lies in that, how difficult it is to draw such lines. So by the mere construction of the Jewish community in Bavel, by having the Gaon and the Exilarch, so to speak, operating with parallel posts, separate but equal, you have problems. And these problems would come to the fore with the coming of the Muslims. This period of time, this great upheaval in civilization, which was the rise of Islam, sharpened all of the problems within the Jewish community. I want to say a few words about Muslim civilization. The Muslims, the Arabs as we know them today, are in the minds of the Westerners an exotic people, but a backward people. Basically backward in terms of Western civilization, of technology, of education, of style of life, etc. And the truth of the matter is that the Arabs are barely a century removed from Bedouin tents in the desert. However, for a long period of time, the Arabs and the Muslims were the cutting edge of civilization. They were the ones who made enormous contributions to human civilization. And they were the most sophisticated, progressive, knowledgeable, intelligent group that existed in the world at that time. You will remember that Europe was sitting in the middle of the Dark Ages. With the exception of the monks in the monasteries, there hardly was a literate person in Europe. And there was little, if any, literary or scientific or any sort of progress made between the year 600 and the year 1000. It just didn't exist. But the Muslims are the ones that gave civilization its main push during that period of time. And because of the fact that the Jews lived in the Muslim countries, the Jews took on the coloration of Muslim civilization. The invention of Arabic numbers, the discovery of Arabic numbers, if you'll stop to think for a moment, it's one of the great inventions in the history of man. It's like the invention of the wheel. Imagine if you had to multiply with Latin letters. You know, MCM, X, IIIV, right? I times something. I mean, it's an impossibility. Impossible for math to progress without proper symbols. The invention of the zero, which is really the basic building block of math. Algebra, which is an Arabic word, and the ability to put into formula abstract ideas, and to be able to figure, to build.